Wrexham Headlands Walk, Heritage. The route between Berryhead and Sharkham Point was originally the Coast Guard Walk, along which the Coast Guards regularly patrolled. Sharkham Point was once the site of an extensive ironworkings, and old adits can be found dating from the period 1790 to 1930. In its early days, Wrexham consisted of two settlements, an inland farming community, Cowtown, and a fishing community known as Fishtown. In medieval days, it was South West England's largest fishing port and was known as the mother of deep-sea fisheries. At the end of the 19th century, there were some 300 trawlers in the fleet. Today, it is one of the largest fishing fleets in the UK and has a thriving fish market on the quayside. A visitor viewing platform on the seaward side of the inner harbour is a great place to watch the comings and goings of the fleet, made up of large beam trawlers and the smaller day boats. You can experience the early morning buzz of the fish market on special guided tours. Visit the information centre in the town for more details. As well as a base for the busy fishing fleet, there are various monuments around the harbour which help tell the story of its past. The statue of William of Orange was erected in Victorian times to commemorate the landing of William and his men in 1688, when he was called upon to depose his father-in-law James II and restore Protestant reign. The galleon in dock is a replica of Sir Francis Drake's Golden Hind, which he sailed around the world in 1577 to 1580. This boat was used in a TV series in 1963 and is now a museum, which you can visit to find out more about life aboard a Tudor ship. The man and boy statue was commissioned to honour those lost at sea and celebrating the port's fishing heritage. After fundraising by residents of the town over a period of 10 years, it was created by artist Elizabeth Hadley and unveiled in 2016. The statue is based on an etching by the Wrexham artist Arthur Briscoe called The Wheel. To the left of the Breakwater car park, you can see the Torbay Lifeboat Station. Wrexham Lifeboat Station was opened in 1866, but since 1924 it has been known as Torbay. The lifeboat station was granted the honorary freedom of the Borough of Torbay on the 29th of April 1988. Since 2005, it has operated an all-weather lifeboat and an inshore lifeboat. For the period 1875 to 1923, Torquay also had a lifeboat station located at the Ladies' Bathing Cove, now known as Beacon Cove, close to the Imperial Hotel. The Berryhead Hotel was originally built as a military hospital as part of the Napoleonic fortifications on the headland. After it was decommissioned, it became the home of Wrexham's vicar, the Reverend Henry Francis Light. A poet and accomplished flute player, Light composed the poem Abide With Me. After he arrived in 1824, his services were so popular that the church had to be enlarged. The name Berryhead is derived from the Anglo-Saxon word berry, meaning fort. There was a primitive cliff castle on the headland in the Iron Age, some 2,000 years ago, consisting of ramparts and ditches forming a defensive settlement. The limestone of which Berryhead is made was a rich resource for industry, agriculture and construction. The stone here is very pure, at nearly 99% calcium carbonate, and was quarried extensively over the last 300 years. You can see a huge chunk of the landmass has been removed when you look at aerial photographs, but you can get an idea of the scale if you walk down the path to the foot of the quarries on the Torbay side of the headland. The quarry was in its heyday during the 1930s to 50s, with production in some years exceeding 200,000 tonnes. Berryhead Lighthouse was built in 1906 and automated in 1921 and converted to run on acetylene. It was not until 1994 that it was adapted again to run on mains electricity. It is claimed that it is Britain's shortest lighthouse, 5 metres tall, one of the highest, 58 metres above sea level, and was once the deepest because the optic was originally turned by a weight falling through a 45 metre deep shaft. Today an electric motor is used instead. Its white light flashes twice every 15 seconds and can be seen for 19 nautical miles.